I will give you about 10 minutes in your group. There'll be a timer, and you'll hear a little bell go off, which means to start wrapping up your conversation. There we go. Now, you should be in your groups right now. And let's see. I have a mic talking to all of you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to let you just start talking to one another in your groups, and I'm going to jump in, and in about 10 minutes, we'll come back, okay? Here we go. Okay, everybody. I'm sorry to cut off anybody who was talking. So this was just a little bit of a test to get a chance to know one another, people that are going to be studying together in Burlington, Vermont this summer, and people who are going to be out here in San Diego. We had one group of finishing students. We had the mentors come together. I was able to talk to the mentors. At this point, what I would like to do is I would like to have you take out your papers for the guidelines for the proposal for independent study, because after that, we're going to go into talking with your mentors or a mentor if you have any questions. So as you're all gathering your papers together so we can go through it, and I'm going to go over the information about the intern, because Trina, you'll want to give this to Tina, and Leah, this will be some information for you as well. So this comes from the first page of the packet that I sent out. The packet is pretty much the packet that you'll fill out, and you'll have that in your portfolio. But we will also ask that you put your information in the user form that goes to your mentor. So there's a place in the user form that says your internship. And I'm going to start with the guidelines here and go through those. The internship consists of 80 hours of training in a supervised area related to hospital hospice experience or in related healthcare areas or in music development. Now, last night we had quite a few people on the call, and some people talked about how they did their internship. Aliana Boone did hers with a veterinarian and the effects of music on animals, and did a controlled study, which was fascinating. Stella Benson did her internship by writing the book, The Healing Musician. So that was how she ended up doing hers. Somebody did an internship by translating a lot of information from Don Campbell into another language. Another person, Edie Elkin, part of her internship was to start a program. And so she has a program. Last night, some people talked about starting programs in San Francisco area, or maybe it was L.A., and about a program called Healing Muses, and it's a hospital-based program. So your internship does not have to actually be in the hospice or in the hospital. We do ask, though, that 40 hours of your internship be done after you've taken the experiential specialty module, which is finding resonant tone, because you really want to be able to get experience with this. When you first find the resonant tone, it seems very foreign, and it's sort of like, I don't think I'm getting it. Am I imagining this? What is this all about? It really took me about 2 years to feel comfortable that I was really identifying resonant tone. And when it clicked, then there was no turning back. It was just, you hear it all the time. So we ask that there are 40, half of it is after your experiential module. The other half you can start on before then and get that. Now, one of the questions from last night, can the hours be retroactive? Meaning, like, you've done something in the past, can you count that? And the answer to that question is really like, okay, let's say I've played the harp since I was born. can I count all of that? That's not really pertaining to the study of HARP therapy. If you have something that you've been doing in the hospital and you've been playing for people, then you will put that forth to your mentor, and the mentor will decide how much of that will count. But the main thing is that you really want to be able to take the information of the course, from the course that you've been learning, and start applying that. So the answer is yes, there can be some retroactive credit given, but it won't be everything, and you want to be able to implement your new information. Now, if you're proposing to do your independent study work in a hospital or hospice or a healthcare place, you will need a supervisor to oversee your development. And the supervisor may be a nurse or a doctor, a caregiver, a chaplain, anybody that can go in and check with the patient to find out what the experience was like for them. Because mostly the people will say, oh, that was very lovely. And then when you walk out, they may have other feelings about it. So we need somebody to be able to check how the experience really went down for them. Patient. If you're proposing that the independent study consists of further music development and you've already had experience in healthcare areas and your mentor and the instructors feel that your time be best spent in music development, then you can engage a teacher as your supervisor for 40 hours of the independent study. And you can count up to 6 hours per week of practicing. And the main thing to realize here is it's just not sitting down each night and just playing through music and saying, okay, I did an hour tonight. If you were in a music school, and I'll give you the example, when I was studying in Austria, and I was at the music school at the Mozarteum, we had to take 8 hours a day and practice one phrase. Da-da-da-dum, bum-bum-bum-bum. That was it. 8 hours on that. And then in the morning, we would go for our lesson, or we would go for our evaluation. And the teacher would listen to each of us play our little phrase, and then she'd put some of us in one group, the others in another group, and she would say to one group, go back and spend another 8 hours on that one phrase. And then she gives the next group another phrase. So what I'm trying to say here is when you study music, you're going to be working on memory. You're going to be working on improvisation. You're going to be working on your technique. It needs to be of the most diligent nature so that you can count those 6 hours as a real growth learning time, not just a playing time. If you don't have a teacher, you may decide that you want to get a Skype teacher, but I think everybody's all set up here with either a teacher or a Skype teacher that we're talking about. Let's see. The teacher will be responsible for tracking your progress and your final evaluation. As a practitioner of HARP therapy and as a graduate of this program, you will understand the necessity of setting these standards to ensure that our practitioners are trained both musically and in sensitivity and in the knowledge in the area that you choose to work in. Some people may choose to work in nursing homes, and if you work in assisted living or nursing homes, you're going to have to focus on a lot of repertoire. And if you decide that you are drawn to hospice, then you're going to have to really work a lot on resonant tone and on improvisation. So the place where you see yourself working in the future, let's say you want to be like a midwife with the harp and help babies come into the world. At that point, you would want to be working both with the resonant tone, the improvisation, so that you can match the mother's breath and match the baby when the baby comes into this world. So think first where you want to do your your work when you get done. Maybe it is working with animals. Maybe it's working in prisons. Maybe it's working with people with special needs. If you're working with special needs, I would say you would really want to focus on storytelling. That seems to be one of the biggest areas with special needs, with Down syndrome, children with autism, is creating story and then accompanying the story, either yourself or getting them to do it. And we're looking forward to having Esther Griffin with us this summer in Netherlands, who's going to do a workshop on storytelling. And so then your practicum then would be developing stories that you can use. Maybe you want to work in assisted living. You want to develop your programs. And next year we're introducing something new into the IHTP, and that will be that each student will be developing a program that they can take into a group of people so that you know how to keep the whole group just going for a whole hour with different activities using the harp and poetry and songs. This is something that we had to do in music therapy, and after being in Australia, I saw that Carla Whiteley has very nicely made up these programs, and she has about 15 different programs that she can pull from. And her booklets all have the music and the information, poems. She has CDs that are background tracks that she can play to. And her program is tight. It's really tight. And I think this is something that we need to have in our toolbox, is a collection of tight programs. So again, think about where you want to do the work, and that will determine where you do your internship developing things. We have a wonderful collaboration with San Diego Hospice and Plaintree Hospitals. And you've heard Jan and you've heard Trina talk about coming to San Diego Hospice. And when you hear this recording that I'll be putting up next week, you'll hear some other people's experiences. We usually do a 2-week internship in January, February of each year. And so that's a wonderful time to come to San Diego because it's beautiful here. I'm very fortunate to have been able to choose to live here year-round, except for I'm not usually here that much. So when you work at San Diego Hospice, you have to do a minimum of 30 hours, and that takes about 2 weeks. We have affordable housing here, especially if there's more than one person. You can room together, and there are different rooming situations, or you can room by yourself. And then you will receive a certificate from the San Diego Hospice when you graduate from the program. So in other words, when you submit your portfolio to the program, then when you receive the certificate from IHTP, you also receive the certificate for your internship at San Diego Hospice. And the reason for that is we had a couple people who did not finish the program, but they came and they did their internship here, and then they used that as their certificate. Okay, if you have a situation that does not fit in the above categories, please feel free to propose your method of independent study to us. We're quite open to a lot of ideas that you may have. You may divide your 80 hours between music development and on-site training. Now, one of the questions last night, can I do my internship in more than one place? And the answer is yes. In the past, it was more difficult to do that because people were paid to oversee you, and that doesn't work that way anymore. Mostly we found that the supervisors were more than willing to supervise you, and they didn't want the money, and they ended up just donating the money to their facility. when we changed over to our new format with mentors, the money that was allotted out of your tuition for the supervisor in the facility, now, that money now goes to your mentor so that we did not have to raise the tuition price. So the supervisor now receives a gift pack from the IHTP of CDs and materials that they can enjoy. So the thing about dividing your internship, some people have divided it within three different places. But when you do that, you spread yourself a little bit thin. And we find that if you spend most of your internship in one place, they become very used to having you there, like Trina experienced. When it came time for her to graduate and it was done, they said, "We want you." And we find this happens in many, many cases. So you really want to take that into consideration when you think about your internship. Let's see. The goals will be developed by both yourself and your mentor and the instructors of the program based on your evaluation sheet that's in this packet. And, of course, what you'll do is you'll type it up and you'll submit it into your user account so that we can all see it. Be specific when developing your goals. The preliminary proposal and your self-evaluation sheet with the instructor's comments will be returned to you. You'll get comments for that. And from there, you will formulate your outline for the independent study and submit it to your user account, and then we'll be able to check that.